T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Team PXY has what you need to know to start your day. This is The Feed on the number one hit music station, 98BXY.
Schools in New York State are closed until at least April 15th, and one Rochester-based website is trying to make sure that children still stay engaged while spending time at home. So kidsoutandabout.com lists local family and friendly events that are now available on their website. They're hosting online classes like read-alongs and other virtual events for families. Deborah Ross, she started this website about 20 years ago, she said, and she said that there's a 15% increase in the website's viewership in just the last 2 weeks. Ross also explained why it's important to change the website from its normal kind of standards at this time. She said, we pivoted, and that was our first goal, to pivot weekend supply, what's going to help parents at this particular time of crisis and help them stay connected with their community. And I think this is amazing because a lot of kids are getting restless. They're doing so many puzzles. They're taking so many walks. There's only so many Zoom conferences they can have with their teachers.
How many parents
gives them another outlet.
Have heard this phrase 1,000 times.
I'm bored. I'm bored.
I remember being a kid.
I
remember being a kid doing that to my parents, and now I look back and I want to apologize because as a parent, your kid doing that to you has to be the worst. So, yes.
The worst, yeah.
Thank goodness for kidsoutandabout.com finding some virtual things for kids to do. I know parents are definitely appreciative of that and definitely desperate to find
using their resources.
Yes, yeah. For sure. We all keep asking ourselves this question: when will this come to an end? When will life go back to normal? Well, don't have the answer to that, but we do have an answer for how long the social distancing guidelines have been extended. President Trump announced yesterday those guidelines will be extended to April 30th, so a month from today. He said his previous statements on ending the stay-at-home plan by Easter were, quote, just an aspiration, but he did say by June 1st he predicts great things. Also earlier in the day yesterday, Dr. Anthony Fauci predicted that COVID-19 could claim the lives of 100,000 to 200,000 Americans, which is why it's, again, far too premature to end social distancing now. In the White House's coronavirus response coordinator, Dr. Deborah Birx, says, quote, no state, no metro area will be spared. We are asking every single governor and every single mayor to prepare like New York is preparing now. So, Breeze, you know, for what we're living in right now and all the changes happening for us right now, we are ahead of the curve when it comes to really the rest of the country outside of Washington and California.
Governor Cuomo is basically like the golden child of coronavirus. Like, he's doing everything right. I'm telling you right now, he's doing it right. And he's trying to keep our people safe right here in New York. A lot of people want to go outside to get some fresh air during this whole social distancing isolation period. Absolutely. But on Friday, Mayor Lovely Warren announced the closure of city playgrounds, athletic fields, and outdoor fitness equipment to encourage a stronger social distancing practice. And some people were spotted still using that outdoor fitness equipment Sunday morning, which led one park goer very concerned. They said, I think it's a bad move. They're just touching everything and they could be putting themselves in danger. This was John. He was out for a walk viewing all these people at the outside fitness place. He said, when you're young, you're invincible, but when you're old like me, you think about these things. Mayor Lovely Warren said she will not be arresting anyone or issuing fines at this time, but she is asking residents to comply so everyone can stay safe in the Rochester area.
Yeah, it has been a problem, though. I mean, even here in Canandaigua yesterday, my wife and somebody went for a little walk, and there was this big group of, it looked like maybe older teenagers that were just like hanging out by the pier. Like it was a house party. Like they were definitely not 6 feet apart, and there was a lot of them. So despite what we're seeing, despite the guidelines that are in place, certainly there are people out there who are still not following. And to those people, if you're still thinking this isn't that big of a deal, I don't know how you can think that.
Right.
And you need to change your tune real quick.
I think a lot of people get confused that you can go outside and be with other people as long as you're a certain distance away. It's not like an open invitation to just like have an outside flash mob. Like that's not
yes.
a thing.
Yeah, large groups still frowned upon when it comes to social distancing for sure. And finally, in the Team PXY feed here in New York, they implemented to-go cups when it comes to alcohol for cocktails, for beers. If you're picking up takeout from a restaurant in Oklahoma, they're doing curbside pickup for their medical marijuana dispensaries.
Oh, sure.
Well, people need that. Again, it's medical marijuana. I didn't look into this. I would be curious to see if other states where it's recreationally legal, if they're doing the same thing. Just like pop by and some dude comes out and hands you a bag and you like aren't going to get arrested for it.
Right.
Yeah, but apparently in Oklahoma, this is going over pretty well, the curbside pickup for their medical marijuana dispensaries. We'll maybe see that one day here in New York, possibly. I don't know.
Maybe.
I guess it depends
maybe
how long.
Maybe after we get out of the woods with this. This is the marijuana, the legalized marijuana is kind of the last thing
I think
on
that's getting kicked down the
right
curb
now.
A little more again.
A little bit.
Yeah, probably. Up online at 98pxy.com. A ton of different resources for you to check out how you can help. If you've been listening throughout this morning and you feel inspired to help others, we have a multitude of ways you can do that. Find out more at 98pxy.com. Plus, as always, we have those 10 good news stories to kind of restore your faith in humanity during this time. 10 stories from across the globe. Some are kind acts, some are just funny, some are just plain weird, to be completely honest. Also, this story, Breeze, here, you'll appreciate this. Walmart, your favorite store.
My favorite store.
Is seeing an increase in sales on tops, but not a sale on increase on bottoms, which leads them to believe that a lot of people are living the quarantine life pantsless. There's the numbers. There's the proof for you.
Wow.
The class.
I've
your dream has finally come
more
true.
Proud of two of my favorite things just colliding worlds, being pantsless and Walmart. I love that. I really truly I love that.
Oh, amazing. All right.
I definitely added to that statistic just for the record there.
I want you to promise me you're not going to ask our next guest if she is wearing pants. Can you please just promise you will not do this? Because we're going to talk to the Lieutenant Governor, Kathy Hochul, this morning. And I feel like that's probably not the move. Not the inspiration
we
want to make.
Just can't make any promises. Can't make any promises.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.